Yesterday afternoon, the United States Department of Agriculture released the weekly crop progress report. It shows that 71% of the corn crop has silked. Normally, that's 75% over the rolling five-year average. 8% of the crop has now entered the dough stage. That is usually at 17% during this week of the year. And the condition of the crop is now said to be 46% good, 17% excellent. That's the same as the previous week. Last year, those numbers were 21% and 3% respectively. Blooming for soybeans at 65% this week nationwide. 74% is the rolling five-year average. 20% of the crop is setting pods. The rolling five-year average is 34%. The condition of the crop, 50% good, 13% excellent. That is down 1 percentage point from the previous week, and that percentage point was lost in the good category. Now, here are the state statisticians from the five top corn-producing states in the nation, in order.
This is Nick Schauer, Deputy Director for USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, Iowa Field Office, with the weekly crops and weather report for the week ending July 28, 2013. The coolest weather in 8 weeks gave a reprieve from the typical hot summer temperatures, while rain in portions of Iowa lessened the concern over the lack of moisture. Even with the moisture this past week, crops still needed additional precipitation, especially in western Iowa. Statewide, temperatures for the week averaged 6.3 degrees below normal, with the daily record low temperature being over much of the state on Sunday morning. Battle Creek reported a low of 39 degrees on Sunday morning, the lowest July temperature for Iowa in 19 years. The average precipitation for the week was about 1 inch, just above normal. The rainfall led to an increase in topsoil moisture conditions, although not enough rain was received to stop a decline in subsoil moisture. Overall, the condition of both corn and soybeans declined slightly from last week, and 53% of both the corn and soybean crop was rated in good to excellent condition. Both the development of corn and soybeans continued to lag behind normal. 74% of the corn crop is tasseled and half of the crop is silk. Meanwhile, 63% of the soybean crop has begun blooming and 12% of the crop was setting pods. With 95% of the oat crop having turned color, slightly under half of the crop has been harvested, about 10 percentage points behind normal. This is Nick Schauer reporting from the USDA NAS Iowa Field Office.
This is Mark Schleusener, State Statistician for Illinois with the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service. Temperatures were well below normal across Illinois last week. The state average temperature was 6.5 degrees below average for this time of year. Rainfall was also below normal. The state average precip was less than 1 inch and was 1/10 of an inch below average for the week. For corn, 85% of acres are now silking. That compares to 100% 1 year ago and 86% for the five-year average. 14% of the crop is now in the dough stage. In terms of soybeans, 65% of soybean acres are now blooming, compared to 93% 1 year ago and 72% normally. 16% of soybeans are now setting pods. The condition of the corn and soybean crops was virtually unchanged from 1 week ago. 9% of corn acres are rated very poor to poor, 27% of acres are fair, and 64% of corn acres are rated good to excellent. Soybean acres, 7% are in very poor to poor condition, 22% are fair, and 71% of soybean acres are in good to excellent condition. This has been Mark Schleusener with the Illinois Field Office of the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in Springfield.
This is Scott Kelly with USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service with a Nebraska Crop Progress Report for the week ending July 28, 2013. Another week of spotty rainfall did little to improve declining crop conditions in major dry land counties of eastern Nebraska. Although an inch or more of precipitation was received in portions of central and western Nebraska, but more is needed to reverse the prolonged drought conditions. Temperatures did cool considerably at the end of the week, which lowered crop moisture demands. Wheat harvest continued to move northward, but was slowed in southern panhandle counties due to recent rains. Statewide, corn and soybean conditions continued to rate mostly good. Irrigated corn conditions rated near average, while dryland corn conditions declined for another week. Corn silking was over 80% complete, with 4% of the crop having reached the dough stage. Wheat harvest was 75% complete, behind last year on average, and the third cutting of alfalfa was just getting underway. This is Scott Keller with USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, the Nebraska Field Office in Lincoln.
This is Dan Loftus, State Statistician for the USDA NAS Minnesota Field Office, with the weekly crop weather report for the week ending July 28, 2013. Minnesota farmers received a break from the hot weather during the week. Statewide, temperatures for the week averaged 6.7 degrees below average. Drier than normal weather in the southern two-thirds of the state reduced statewide topsoil moisture supplies to read 26% short or very short. With more than 2 inches of rain, the north-central Minnesota was the only district in the state with significantly more moisture than average. 60% of corn was at or beyond the silking stage. That is an advancement of 41 percentage points from the previous week. Corn stalks grew 12 inches to reach an average height of 71 inches tall. Corn conditions declined slightly to 62% good or excellent. 68% of soybeans were at or beyond the blooming stage. That's behind last year's 93% and the five-year average of 77%. 12% of soybeans were setting pods. That's 18 percentage points behind normal. Soybean plants were an average height of 20 inches tall. Soybean conditions declined slightly to 63% good or excellent. 42% of spring wheat was turning ripe. That compares to last year's 99% and the average of 62%. Spring wheat condition declined to reach 61% good or excellent. For the USDA NAS Minnesota Field Office, this is Dan Loftus.
Hello, this is Andy Higgins with the Indiana Field Office of USDA NAS, and this is the Crop Progress and Condition Report for the week ending July 28th. Total precipitation from Monday, July 22nd through Sunday, July 28th, ranged from 3/107 inch at Valparaiso to 2.38 inches at Evansville. Areas that have missed the recent rains are becoming dry, forcing farmers to run irrigation systems if they have them. Temperatures range from 4 to 8 degrees below normal, with the coolest temperature of 42 degrees recorded at Wanata and the warmest temperature of 92 at Evansville. The cooler temperatures should be beneficial to the corn crop, as a large percentage of the acreage was pollinating during the week. 82% of the corn acreage has silked, compared with 96% last year and 78% for the five-year average. Crop dusters were busy applying fungicides to the corn fields across the state during the week. And condition of the corn crop declined slightly and is rated 76% good to excellent, compared with just 9% last year at this time. 72% of the soybean acreage is blooming and 35% of the crop is setting pods. Soybean condition is rated 74% good to excellent, compared with 16% last year at this time. Harvest of winter wheat is nearly complete, with only a few scattered fields remaining in northern counties. This is Andy Higgins reporting.